Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
And this is Two Guys and a Question.
Well, Alan, we were talking the other day. We've had several clients that some of them are struggling. Some of them are doing okay.
Yeah.
But very few are knocking the woods down. But what would you say to a client, as we had conversation the other day about turning their business around? How do you turn a funeral home, quote unquote, around?
Well, Danny, early in my career, I worked for a company that's what they did. They bought distressed companies and they fixed them up and then they resold them. So I actually have not only background but also training in that. But then once I left there, I actually went to work for a company that was in bankruptcy and figured out how to resolve that. And I've done that a couple more times.
Well, how did you do that?
Each one is situational. But the reality is that what happens with, going back to the funeral home thing, what happens with funeral directors is the business begins to decline. Things have been going okay, but it begins to decline. They start struggling. It happens slowly. It's like the frog being boiled in the pot. And then one day they realize this thing's gone too far and it isn't getting any better. And now what do I do? And I think they unconsciously realize what I had to learn was that they're going to have to make a very significant commitment, both in time and stress, to affect a turnaround. What they don't realize, and really this comes from experience, I can tell them about it, but I know it with substantial confidence. I've never lost a patient, is that it's really not that difficult. And the reason it's not so difficult, and I think this is irony, is that very, very few people in funeral service are really making that much of an effort to grow their business and to secure their market. And that includes some that already dominate their market.
Well, sometimes people, particularly in business, like small business, they don't do anything sometimes because they don't, A, don't know what to do, and B, don't know if they can afford to do whatever it is that they think they're supposed to do.
Well, that's a great point, and let me camp on that, because the one thing you know when you go into a business turnaround situation is you don't have any money. So you can't do things. You can't go out and hire expensive consultants and you can't do this. You can't afford to do a lot of advertising or whatever. So the very first thing that has to come into your mind is what's free? Okay,
right.
So to me, and you and I have been working on this for a while. We've actually done competitive assessments for funeral homes. And what have we found?
Well, we found that they can do it, but they have to adjust.
Well, they have to adjust, but what have we found about the competitors so often? The competitors they're afraid of.
Well, the competitors, what we found is that their competitors are not better than they are.
Not only not better, but their competitors are equally or more complacent.
Oh, they're, yeah. Let me say this to that, Alan. When we go and we shop, secret shop, and then we give this competitive assessment to a client. It's amazing to the owner. It's a revelation.
Well, it was amazing to us in the beginning, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was.
But now we realize that it's the norm.
I knew that there were some bad ones out there, but it's amazing what's going on.
Danny, I gotta emphasize this, because we're not talking about bad ones. We're talking about strong reputation funeral homes.
Right,
who are producing really shockingly abysmal performances relative to customer relations.
Right,
startling, and were we to reveal some of these names, our listeners would know some of them.
Right,
so my point here is, all right, turnarounds are not that difficult; they're just painful. And you have to start it from the premise that you just don't have any money, so. What's free? Well, word of mouth is free, and you can engineer word of mouth.
Well, the only time you go worry about getting a cast is when you have a broken leg.
Yeah. So, and that's another advantage. I don't ever have to argue with the staff in a turnaround situation about the need for change.
Right.
You don't have to push strings uphill there.
Here
they all know it. And it's not that you don't have to fight that battle. But the other thing is, it because competition is so lackadaisical in funeral service, there isn't a lot you have to do to make a difference. So one thing we've talked about is how you merchandise your service charge. And I'm sorry to over talk about that. I know the people are probably getting tired of that. But what happens when you merchandise your service charge? From everyone we've talked to who's adopted that, their volume increases. Oh my gosh. Well, the other thing that happens is their average sale increases somewhat dramatically without a price increase. No cost, no effort. Just adopt the system and things begin to happen. Why? Because your competitors are sitting on their keister. And that includes many high-profile funeral homes across the nation.
So know this. You can change this. You can. It's going to take a little work. It's going to take a little time. And let's say, and the second thing before we close this is this. Your competitors are not interested in doing any more than they're doing right now.
Oh, that's a given. You can take that to the bank. But let me close this by sharing a story I once heard. It's about the human psyche. Survivors of concentration camps and prisoner of war camps, when they do research on these people, they find that the ones who survive, who are the ones who always are able to believe that their situation is temporary. All right? The moment you start thinking it's permanent, then it starts to cut over. Yeah. What they also found, I thought this was interesting, was that many people who went into the Nazi concentration camps and were spared the gas chambers, were sent to the work camps, literally within 3 days of entry would die. And the reason they think that happened was they would die of natural causes, is they just gave up hope. So right. The central thing, and if there's no other role that's important for you as the owner of a business, and it was my role when I did turnarounds, was to be supremely confident, and this is where, frankly, this is where my Christian faith came from, supremely confident that at the end of the day, you're going to prevail.
So you can do it.
And we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.